This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum everyone. A few weeks ago I made an announcement that I wanted to discuss some big changes that I'm making at Bayina, and this video is intended to describe those changes to all of you inshallah. I want to give you a little bit of a recap of the history of this institution and a little bit about myself. When I fell in love with the Arabic language for the purpose of understanding the Quran better, I was very blessed to have some very intelligent and very creative teachers that helped me cut through what would otherwise take years of study and really be able to do that in months. And I learned that in Urdu, and I started to refine that method and develop that method for American audiences, for English-speaking audiences, really. And at the time, I had a career in technology. And so slowly, I decided to make a huge jump in my career. I decided to leave my previous career behind and decided to teach the language of the Quran full-time. It was a crazy move. My family was shocked about it. My friends thought it was insane. But I just believe that there are people like me all over the world, at least all over the United States, that would want to learn the language of the Quran just like I wanted to learn. So I put this program together where at least I would teach the basics of the language of the Quran in a way that I can convince people that yes, this is something you can learn, and you'd be surprised how easily you can learn it and begin to bridge the gap between yourself and the translation. Like, you don't need to depend as much on a translation as you think, and pretty quickly you can begin to understand the Quran as it's being recited in your prayer. So I started doing that. I did it at a local masjid. It was like a 10-night course. And it went so well that somebody said, hey, I have a cousin in New Jersey, would you like to go teach there? And I'd go teach there. And then somebody called from Boston, and somebody called from Louisiana, and somebody called from Ohio. And I kept going from masjid to masjid to masjid to masjid. And over the course of 10 years, I went to maybe 125 to 150, I lost count, masajid across the country, spending 10 days at a time at a masjid and just teaching the community, men, women, children, learning together. You know, for 10 nights, at least getting the basics, the hardest part of Arabic, getting that through, only for the purpose of furthering their appreciation and love of the Quran. And I loved doing it that entire decade. And as that was happening, Bayina sort of started evolving. And, you know, one thing led to another, and that crash course program turned into a full-fledged Quran curriculum, an Arabic studies curriculum. And then this institution came about, this video is being recorded in the Bayina campus, Musalla. This came about, and full-time students started coming to the program that were studying with me for 9 months. The access program happened, and all of these developments happened one after the other, and Allah just kept opening more and more and more doors for me to be able to really further my passion of learning the language of the Quran, learning the meanings of the Quran, and sharing whatever I could of it with as many people as possible. And so after all these years and all this progress and all this institution building, just a few weeks ago, I just woke up, and I'm very personal with you, being very personal with you. I think of Bayina in many ways as an extension of myself. So, you know, Bayina is almost an excuse for me to do what I love doing. And so I woke up thinking that I miss the old days. I miss going to a masjid and spending time with a community and teaching all ages and both genders all together. You know, in this beautiful spiritual setting, what better place to learn the word of Allah than in the house of Allah? And encouraging them that this is something they can do. And I really do miss doing that. So I've decided to make some very drastic changes to the Dream Program, to how it's taught, to how it's, I'm hoping it proliferates. And I think you'll be excited about this announcement too, because I personally am. I feel content in my heart that this is something that I'm doing, that it will give me meaning, more meaning than I would ever have felt before. So the tuition for the Dream Program, the full-time Dream Program, used to be about $7,700. And that was because it was in a, you know, full-time facility, staff, technology, rent, you name it, all of those expenses. And that trickled down to the students for the full-time program. When I decided to make the program international, that still had quite a bit of expenses. Venues are expensive all over the world to be able to book a program. Online technology, all of that stuff is expensive, and that adds up. So I reduced the cost of it to about $1,000. For students. But my heart still wasn't content. I really wanted to make this as accessible as possible. So I've decided to make some changes to how the Dream Program is taught. I'm going to go back to teaching the fundamentals, the very basics, for 10 nights. In any masjid, or any venue in the world that would invite me and would meet some basic requirements. And what I mean by those requirements aren't financial. I will not put, the bayina will not put a burden on any institution that it goes to, travel, stay, you know, speaking engagements, none of that. We don't want to be compensated for any of that. Anybody who wants to come and learn at these communities can come and learn for a tuition of $100. And if they can't afford it, they can come and learn for free. I don't mind. And Bayina doesn't mind. And we don't need an explanation. If you can't afford it, you don't have to fill out a form that says, I can't afford it, and please, you know, waive my tuition. No, just come in and sit and learn. It doesn't matter. That's what I want to do. And that's the fundamentals, right? And then the rest of this curriculum, that has been the product of not only my exhaustive work, but a lot of my students and employees and assistants that have put an entire curriculum together and, you know, exercises, and a complete layout structured all the way from the very beginnings of Arabic to, you know, to understanding the rhetoric of the Quran, Balagha Qur'aniya, advanced Arabic. All of that's been put together in the form of a textbook, and I've decided that those of you that want to continue your learning after the 10 days that you spend with me in person, if you want to continue with me, that textbook should be made available to you just because you want to continue on. And so all of the follow-up videos and exercises and drills and even the textbook is going to be made available as a free resource in PDF form to anybody who continues their studies on bayina.tv, which is the video library for where I'm putting all of the Dream curriculum. And those of you who have a Bayina TV account, inshallah, in a couple of weeks, you'll see the book emailed to you. Those of you who don't have it can actually get one, and if you can't afford it, you can ask for a gift subscription, and inshallah, you can get that too. So I want to make this as affordable and as accessible as possible. Now that, inshallah, when the book is made available and this resource is made available, what I'd like to see is that those of you that are multilingual, that inshallah are good students, you're learning well and you're picking up this material and you're really, you know, you think this is something that you can absorb well and you want to teach it, I would want you to make copies of it and make your own class, use it in your school. I don't want to put any restrictions on the materials we're going to make available. So you as students, learn to your best ability and then share and distribute and republish. I don't mind. And translate it in any language possible and learn to teach this stuff so that the knowledge of the language of this book, I it spreads far and wide. I really do believe in this curriculum, not because I developed it and my students and my employees developed it, but because I've seen what it does. I've seen the kind of incredible progress that other teachers will come and say, wow, you guys accomplished this in just a few years? And we'd say, no, this was a few months. This is not a few years. It's remarkable how many students have done this curriculum and then expedited their Islamic studies in so many other avenues. So these are two components I've briefly talked to you about. Me traveling around, inshallah, my hope is I actually go to 10 different locations this year. It's pretty ambitious. But I've marked the dates in my calendar for 2019, but I haven't chosen locations. And that depends on you guys. If you guys start sending me requests, hey, I'd like you to consider this community or that community, I can start corresponding with you and see, you know, inshallah ta'ala, how we can fill that calendar. So I'm really, really excited to just visit the Ummah and spend time with you guys, inshallah, and share some things that I've learned along with you, and also share some things about the Quran. I don't see myself as a scholar. I don't see myself as your teacher. I see myself as a fellow student. And I see myself, maybe I've got a few more years of study than some of you, and maybe I can help you get some shortcuts and make some things easier for you to learn. That's really all I want to do. And for those of you that think that you'll never be able to learn Arabic, I want to convince you otherwise. I want to motivate you, and I want to be able to inspire you to, inshallah ta'ala, learn this, and learn this along with friends and family. The last bit of this is, you know, what's going to be missing? You know, and when I was teaching the Dream program, or even Access, some of you were Access students, and even Dream Worldwide, there was an online component where people can come in and ask questions live. And actually, this is something I want to open source also. So from future reference, inshallah, my plan is that myself and my staff are going to hold live question-answer sessions for our curriculum on Facebook. So anybody can come in Facebook Live, especially our students can send in their questions ahead of time by the unit. And this is maybe not as relevant to those of you that are not interested in Arabic studies, but I do want to mention something from a teaching point of view to wrap this message up, inshallah. And that is that, you know, I've been teaching for 20 years. And I've noticed that even if it's the same curriculum, no two students move at the same pace. Some students can finish 3 months of work in 2 weeks. They can do that. And some students don't need 3 months, they need 3 years for the same exact curriculum. But when you put a course together And you have a class, and everybody's got to move from chapter 1 to chapter 2 to chapter 3 at the same pace, that becomes really hard. For some people, they start falling behind and then losing hope and then giving up. For some people, it's moving too slow and they start getting uninterested. So it's always been a challenge for me. How do you address all of the students and stop making them compare themselves to somebody else? That happens in every class, right? Man, this one's answering the questions. This one's answering the questions. I feel like I'm dumb. I've left behind. And so you start giving up on yourself. So I've figured out a solution for this along with my team that I'm very excited about. Not only will, you know, the 10-day program, I'm there to help you. And I do believe you need a solid start with your teacher in person, which is why I'm not putting that program online. I want you to be there physically wherever I come in the world, inshallah. Wait for me a little bit and I'll come. Even if I put the recordings up online, which I plan to, it won't make a difference. I really do, for those of you that have attended that, know what a difference that makes. It changes everything in your Arabic studies into the future. But beyond that, those of you that are at a very basic level and you want to review, even if you want to review the basic stuff for the next year, I want to set up a weekly live session so that you can come back on chapter 1 for as long as you want. This particular schedule for chapter 1 is open-ended. You can come back to it anytime you want. And another slot is for chapter 2 or chapter 3 or chapter 4, so that whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever part of review you need, you have someone that can help you consistently, inshallah ta'ala. And that's what I'm excited about, that I want to open up a worldwide community of questions and engagement in studying the language of the Quran. This, alongside my own project of hopefully, you know, completing my own deeper look at the Quran and also commenting and giving lectures on a deeper study of the Quran, those things are going to go side by side. So my hope is, inshallah ta'ala, that you guys are excited as I am about this project, and that you're going to think about whether or not it's a good idea for me to come to your community, inshallah. I hope you do. My email address, you can email me directly, is arabic@bayina.com. arabic@bayina.com. If you don't know how to spell bayina, go make wudu. But anyway, I would like for you to email me so I can start logging, you know, who's asking me to come from where. I know there's a lot of excitement in Europe right now. There's a few places in the United States and Canada that have already asked. But I actually want to hear from all over the place. And I really want to see as much of the ummah as possible and really create a different culture of, you know, engagement in the masajid for the sake of getting closer to the Book of Allah. The last thing I'll share with you is, I mentioned I went and did this for like 150 communities across the U.S. almost, you know, for like well over a decade. And while I was doing that, I noticed something really beautiful. I've never seen that kind of enthusiasm and energy. People will come in and say, you know, this program, it really helped me learn, but more than anything else, I got to spend 10 days praying together with people. And I've never spent time together with people that I don't know that are all excited and learning and making noise and having fun together for the sake of Allah's words. I've just never felt this feeling before. It was so powerful. It was just together for 10 days and people are in tears at the end of the 10th day, you know? And that's something I want to experience for myself over and over again. I will never get bored of teaching this stuff. I won't. This is a high I get. Just to see, you know, a light bulb go off on top of your head that you just figured something out about the Quran, or the excitement you guys have when you stand in prayer. We take the Maghrib break, you guys go stand in prayer, and something made sense to you for the first time, and a tear rolled down your eyes, it was worth it. That was entirely worth it. So that's my big announcement, at least for myself. And I would ask, inshallah ta'ala, for your du'as, that Allah accepts this effort, and that He counts this as a service towards Him. If I can do this the rest of my life, then it's a life well lived. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for listening to this.